Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, if you have any ideas for any podcast topics or something you'd like to hear addressed on this podcast, listen, because we want to be relevant to our listeners. We want to teach and meet right where you have the questions. Listen, if you have any ideas, stay on this podcast to the very end, because I'm going to share with you how you can submit those topic ideas in a very efficient manner. Plus, I'm going to share with you some very exciting growth and empowerment opportunities that I know you're going to want to take advantage of. Now, we've been in this series over the last couple of weeks on iGrow, the keys to growing and becoming the best you. You know, all of us in life have had those times where we want to grow. Listen, if you don't want to grow, my friend, then I have to ask myself, are you even really breathing and living? Because we ought to want to grow in every area of our life, from financially to emotionally to spiritually in relationships. So we've been looking at iGrow, the keys to growing into the best you. Eric Butterworth said this. I've been starting this series off with this podcast every week, and it's such a powerful statement. It says, don't go through life, grow through life. And isn't that a true statement? I don't know about you, but I want to not just go through life. I just don't want to go through the motions of living. I want to grow through life. You know, our life, just like the weather, I live in the Midwest, and I know this podcast goes out around the globe. I'm in the state of Michigan in the United States of America. We have different seasons. Now, we have all four seasons. We have spring, summer, fall, and winter. And every season serves its purpose. And just like we have different seasons in our life, so in the weather, we have different seasons in life, and we ought to want to grow in those seasons. I say it all the time. I've said it for years. If you're not growing, you are dying, because there's no such thing as just standing still in life. And so I want to continue in this series on iGrow, the keys to becoming the best you. Now, the definition of growth, what does growth mean? Well, the definition of growth is this: it is a stage in the process of growing. It is progressive development. Remember what I said just a few minutes ago, that you, if you're not growing, you're dying? Well, growth is defined as progressive development. It means development moving forward. It means increase and expansion. And so we have these stages in our life, and everybody has to go through these stages, and we ought to want to go through these stages. Now, some of you may be saying, well, Jerome, why do I want to go through the different processes and the different stages of life? Well, because how else are you going to grow? I don't know about you, but I am different today, emotionally, spiritually, physically, obviously, different than I was 10 years ago, 5 years ago. I'm going to be 48 this year, and I have come to discover that I still have growing to do. So we ought to want to grow. We ought to want to have this process of progressive development. Listen, if you always stay where you've always been, you're never going to become who you're destined to become. And so last week, I kind of left off talking about a quote from Woodrow Wilson. I'm going to pick up from there. Woodrow Wilson said this. He said, we live in an age disturbed, confused, bewildered, afraid of its own forces, in search not merely of its road, but even of its direction. There are many voices of counsel, but few voices of vision. There is much excitement and feverish activity, but little concert of thoughtful purpose. We are distressed by our ungoverned, undirected energies and do many things, but nothing long. It is our duty to find ourselves. Now, notice Woodrow Wilson made this statement in 1907. So here we are, over 100 years later, And isn't this a true statement for today? Isn't this the society that we find ourselves faced with today? We start stuff, we don't finish it. We don't go through the process. We are unwilling to go through the process. We're not patient in the process. That is such a true statement of where we are today. You know, psychotherapists, and I do a lot of different type of studies, but psychotherapist Nathaniel Braden says this: the first step towards change is awareness. The second step is acceptance. What does he mean by that, Jerome? What does he mean by that statement? The first step towards change is awareness. The second step is acceptance. Here's what he means. If you and I, my friends, want to change and grow, then we must know ourselves and accept who we are before we can start building. The first step to changing and to growing is you have to know who you are. And you have to accept yourself for who you are. Listen, and I know that some people may be saying, well, Jerome, I was brought up, you just don't accept those type. No, you have to know you and you have to accept you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stay the way you are, but you have to know yourself and you have to accept yourself. The first step towards change is an awareness. It's an awareness that I need to change, but then it's an acceptance of who I am and where I am right now. Let me ask you a question. And this is a serious question. Do you like what you're doing right now? Now, I'm not talking about right now while you're listening to this podcast. I'm talking about in life. Do you like what you're doing for a living? It's a simple question. And I would dare say that many people would answer that question and say, you know what? I really don't like what I'm doing. Then the question is, why do we continue to do it? Listen, I understand the necessity of making a living. We've all done jobs that we didn't love. I used to work as a meat cutter for years. And I didn't like the job. It was a nasty job. You know, you're dealing with the innards of animals and you're dealing in all of this stuff throughout the day. But here's the thing. I didn't even find that job fulfilling. But here's the thing. I didn't stay in that job my whole life. I didn't stay there doing something unfulfilling my whole life. See, if I loved it, I would have made a career out of it. It would have fit into my passion and my purpose. I would have stayed there and built a career out of the meatpacking plant. But it wasn't what I wanted to do. It wasn't what I wanted to do. It paid the bills. And many of you listening to this podcast right now, you are finding yourself in the same exact position that I'm talking about. You have a job, you have a line of work, you have a career, and it's just not fulfilling. Listen, it may pay the bills right now, but let me help you. You don't have to stay in that for the rest of your life. And you may say, well, Jerome, I didn't go to college. I didn't come from a prominent family. I didn't come from a prominent area. None of that matters, my friend. The simple question is, do you like what you're doing right now? And if the answer is no, then you and I need to start taking the steps towards doing what we enjoy. Because if we enjoy what we're doing, watch this now, if we enjoy what we're doing, we'll bring joy in what we're doing. Abraham Kaplan, he's a philosopher, he said this: if, as Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living, so the unlived life is worth examining. Did you catch what Socrates said? He was a philosopher. Did you catch what he was saying? He said, if the unexamined life is not worth living, so the unlived life is worth examining. That is the key. That is the key that we need to do. We need to live by that principle. If I don't enjoy my life, if I'm not enjoying what I'm doing, if I'm finding myself not growing and I'm going through the same cycles and it's mundane, then we really need to examine our life. So do you like what you're doing right now? The second question I want to ask you is, what would you like to do? If you don't like what you're doing, then the question would be, what would you like to do? Listen, there's a definite connection. Hear me carefully, my friends. There's a definite connection between finding your passion and reaching your potential. I'm going to say it again. There is a connection between finding what you're passionate about and then reaching your potential. Because many times, more often than not, what we're passionate about has everything to do with our potential. Listen, remember when I talked about potential in the first podcast in this series? Go back and listen to the previous two if you haven't, because I talked about potential. Maria Bartiromo says this: every successful person that I've met has a strong sense of his or her unique abilities and aspirations. They're leaders in their own lives, and they dare to pursue their dreams on their own terms. So I have to ask you, what would you like to do? What would you like to be doing in life? What career path have you always envisioned yourself going into? What direction have you always wanted? What dreams have you had? What is stopping you? Well, many times what's stopping us is we don't see our own potential. See, when we tap into our passion, when we tap into what we're passionate about and we start pursuing and going after what we're passionate about, can I tell you what it does? It gives us the E and E factor. What's the E and E factor, Jerome? The E and E factor is energy and excellence. Listen, you will never fulfill your destiny doing work that you despise. Passion, what it does is it literally gives us an advantage over others, because one person with passion is greater than 99 who have only interest. Don't live a life, my friends, of just having interest. Find what your passion is. Find what you're passionate about. Why? Because passion gives you energy. When you are passionate about something and you're pursuing that with all that you have, what's happening? You have energy. You want to go after it. You want to run after it. And not only that, but it develops you to have a life of excellence. So then if you don't like doing what you're doing and you've discovered what you want to do, then let me ask you this question. Can you do what you would like to do? Can you do what you would like to do in life? See, there's a big difference, my friends, between having a dream that propels you to achieve and pulling an idea out of thin air that has no connection with who you are or what you can do. If you're going to grow and I'm going to grow, we have to understand our own abilities and capabilities. Listen, I love helping people. I love helping people. But here's the key. And you got to hear this. You must have some kind of criteria for knowing if the desire you have matches the abilities you possess. What do you mean by that, Jerome? Well, I'm not saying that you can't grow in your abilities, but you're not just going to wake up one day and say, I'm going to have a business and expect to be a CEO that night or within the first year or 2 years, 3 years. Did you hear what I'm saying? You have to understand, you have to know, does the desire that you have, does what you want to do match the abilities that you possess? Listen, do you know the difference between what you want and what you're good at? Listen, sometimes what we're good at isn't necessarily what we want. And sometimes what we want, we are never going to be good at. See, these two things don't always match up. Listen, I believe that this is the case for most people in the world today. Listen, we have to want to be successful, but in order to be successful, you need to be doing what you're good at. What natural abilities do you have? What natural talents do you have? They're already in you. Can I put it this way? Those are God-given talents. Those are things that you were given so that you could pursue and accomplish your God-given DNA, your God-given divine non-negotiable assignment. So you have to know the difference between what you want and what you're good at. Then you have to know what drives you and what gives you satisfaction. What is it that drives you today? Sometimes people get it in their heads, my friends, to do something for the wrong reasons. Have you ever met somebody like that? Maybe you were somebody or are somebody like that. Sometimes we get into our head the things we want to do, and we want to do it for the wrong reasons. Maybe the job that they want doesn't look like hard work, or maybe they want the rewards that come with the job, but not the work itself. See, when what motivates you lines up with what satisfies you, this is a powerful combination.
So do you know what drives you? Do you really know what causes you to get up every morning? Do you really know what satisfies your life? Listen, how about this? Do you know what your values and your priorities are? And what your priorities are in your business, or what your priorities are in your organization? See, the more that you can align these two, the greater chances you have of success, my friend. The greater chances you have of being successful in everything that you put your hands to do. See, measuring the differences between what you want and what you're able to do, what drives you and what satisfies you, and your values and those things reveals many of the obstacles between you and what you want to do. See, at that point, the question you need to ask yourself and the question we need to ask ourselves is whether we are able to overcome those differences. Samuel Johnson said this: almost every man wastes part of his life in attempts to display qualities which he does not possess. So you have to ask yourself, do you know what your values and priorities are? Next, let me ask you this. Do you know what you want to do? Do you know why you want to do what you want, what you would like to do? Do you know why you want to do it? These are valid questions. If we're going to grow, if we're going to increase, do you really know why you want to do what you'd like to do? I personally believe that it's not only important to know what you want to do, but also why you want to do it. What is the why behind the want? I'm going to say, what is the why behind the why? Why do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Why do you want to make this career change? Why do you want to start that business? Why do you want to start this ministry? Why? What is the why behind the want? See, doing something for the right reasons, my friends, helps keep our life less cluttered and our path clearer. When we understand the why, we won't be distracted by all of the other things in life. See, not only is our vision clear, but we can also sleep well at night knowing that we're on the right track. So don't just know what you want to do, but ask yourself, why do I want to do that? Maybe you're trying to prove something to somebody, or maybe you're trying to become greater than somebody else. You know, wrong reasons. Why do you want to do what you want to do? Carl Jung said this. It's a powerful statement. Listen to the statement. He said, your vision will become clear only when you look into your heart. Who looks outside dreams, but who looks inside awakens. Why do you want to do what you do? Why do you want to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish? Why do you want to see the things happen that you want to see? What's the motivation? What is the why behind your want? Next, I want to ask you this question. Do you know what to do so you can do what you want to do? Do you know the steps? That's the first step. If you really want to grow in an area of your life, maybe you want to grow financially. Maybe you say, you know what? I want to become a better budgeter. I want to be able to put money away. Well, what are the steps? What are the steps? If you say, well, I really don't know where to begin. Research. Google. Google it. Get with somebody that knows how to do it. Get with an expert. And I'm not saying one of your friends may be an expert, but do you know what to do so you can do what you want to do? The first step towards change is awareness. If you want to get from where you are to where you want to be, you have to start by becoming aware of the choices that lead you away from your desired destination. So do you know what to do so you can do what you want to do? Listen, you cannot change a direction. I cannot change a direction in my life if we're not aware that you're not headed where you want to go. If we're not aware of the fact that we're not heading in the right direction, if we're not aware of the fact that we're not going towards our destiny, if we're not aware of the fact that we're not moving in the progression towards the purpose of our life, if we're not aware of those things, we can't change our direction. So you have to be aware of those things. You have to be aware of those attributes. You have to be aware of those attitudes. You have to be aware of those thought processes that are not heading you into the direction that you need to be going. You know, I determined that this year, anything that's not going to lead me to the direction of my destiny, I'm not interested in being part of it. I'm not interested in it because I only want to pursue the things in my life that are going to lead me to my destiny, that are going to lead me to my purpose. Listen, it's going to involve, and I've already done some, but it's going to involve me cutting off some relationships. It's going to involve me cutting off some other things. It's going to involve me putting my attention more on other things in order for me to get to my direction. So you can't change the direction if you're not aware that you're not headed in the right direction to begin with. I'm going to say it this way. You cannot win if you do not begin. I'm going to say it again. Boy, this is hitting home with me right now. You cannot win if you do not begin. The people who get ahead in the world, my friends, are the ones who look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. You know, I read a statement on Instagram. This is probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it was this. If you don't get invited to the table, set your own table. Too many times we're waiting for somebody to invite us to the table, to invite us into the room, to invite us into the conversation. I say, set your own table, set up your own room, have your own voice. Stop waiting on other people to make your destiny happen. You can make that thing happen with the help of God. You can make it happen with wisdom. You can make it happen. Set the table if nobody's inviting you to theirs. Stop waiting on other people to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. You literally have to understand who you are. Now, you may say, well, Jerome, I really need to have people around me that are in where I need to be, that where I want to go, the things that I want to accomplish. I want to tell you about a law. It's called the law of magnetism. What is the law of magnetism? The law of magnetism says this: who you are is who you attract. I'm going to say it again. Who you are is who you attract. Listen, you may not be a millionaire, but that doesn't mean that you can't carry yourself like a millionaire. What are you saying, Jerome? I don't have a Maserati and I'm not driving. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the attitude that you have about yourself. Who you are is who you attract. So if you carry yourself and you tell yourself and you know who you are, you're going to attract confident people around you. But if all you do is moan and groan and gloom, despair and agony on me, guess what you're going to attract? I call it the Eeyore Simpson, the Eeyore symptom. You know Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? Pooh. He always sounded, had that, just that voice that was just down and out all the time. So remember, who you are is who you attract. Listen, if you're really going to grow and you really want to advance and you really want to accomplish your destiny, let me give you a few keys before I end this podcast. A few keys, and then we're going to continue this. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying the series. I'm growing in this series. Here's some things you got to do. If you discovered who you are and what you want to do, you have to start finding people who do what you want to do, and they do it with excellence. Then here's what you got to do to learn from them. Here's what you got to do to learn in life. Number one, you have to get committed. What does that mean? Get committed. Get committed to the process. Listen, if I want to learn how to be a successful business owner, even if it costs me money to invest in my time to sit down with them and to get pointers, I'm going to do it. Listen, we are in a season. I've been learning this myself like you would not believe. We are in a season where you have to invest in yourself. If you are unwilling to invest in you, others are not going to be willing to invest in you. So you have to get committed. Commit yourself to gleaning from somebody, maybe several people, setting up, if not weekly, at least every other week appointments with them, whether it be on a phone, Zoom, virtually, whatever the case may be, and say, you know, I need to talk to you. I need to be mentored by you. Next is be consistent. Meet with purpose. Tell them, listen, I need to meet with you on a consistent basis. I need to talk to you on the phone on a consistent basis. Next is be creative. Be creative. Do research on the type of line of work or the business or the spiritual growth that you want to have or the calling that you feel in your life. Be creative. Be purposeful. Be purposeful. Spend time preparing before that call happens, or spend time preparing before you have that meeting with them, or spend time preparing before you start reading that book and doing that research. Next, be reflective. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you just sat down at night, in the morning, whatever the case being, you just reflected on your life? I mean, really reflected on your life. Well, not only do you need to reflect on your life, but reflect on these interactions you have with your mentors. Reflect on these conversations you have with people who are where you want to be. Take notes. Listen, I tell people whenever I'm in a meeting, whether it be a business meeting or I'm in a meeting with pastors or I'm sitting with my pastor, you know what I have? I have a little recorder. I have a little digital recorder that I carry with me that I record every conversation I have with them, everything they're teaching and everything they're giving me. I'm going back and I'm listening to it over and over and over again. You can get one at Walmart for probably $25. And it can hold hours and hours of impartation. Be reflective. And next, be grateful. Be grateful. Be great. Let them know. Let the people know that are changing your life, that are helping you grow. Tell them thank you. Be grateful in life. See, you cannot get where you want to go on your own. You and I need other people. Listen, we can grow, we can develop, we can manifest exactly who God wants us to be. I want to leave you with a passage of scripture. 2 Peter 1:5-9 says this: so don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your lives, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you nurture in your experience of our Master Jesus. Without these qualities, you can't see what's right before you, oblivious that your old sinful life has been wiped off the books. What was Paul saying? Don't lose a minute in building. Why? Because we can grow. Rick Warren said this: transformation is a process. And as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. You and I, my friends, can grow. Listen, if you haven't done it already, I need you to do it now. Hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, no matter what platform you're listening to us on, because every week we are bringing life-changing content that will help you live your best life. And not only do I want to empower you, but help us grow. Help us grow and share about this podcast, because together we can help others discover the greatness within. And then we need you to partner with Motivated to Greatness. Listen, if you can partner with us financially, there is no insignificant amount. It doesn't matter the amount. We're not talking. We're not asking for hundreds. It doesn't matter. But your donation will help us continue to not only bring this podcast to you weekly, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others, including you, through empowerment and growth platforms. Listen, you can give securely right through our website. We have Cash App, we have Givelify. You can give right through our website. All these giving amounts are tax deductible and appreciated. And so we want to say, whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now here's our announcer to share our website information and how you can partner with all things Motivated to Greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombif@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.